From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Richard Sheehy reporting. The Kremlin hinted Tuesday at possible legal repercussions for Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny over his calls for a boycott of the March presidential election. President Vladimir Putin's spokesman wouldn't comment on the Election Commission's decision to bar the man from running, but said the, quote, calls for boycott ought to be carefully studied to see if they're breaking the law, unquote. As expected, Russia's top election body on Monday formally barred Navalny from a presidential run. He was an anti-corruption campaigner and Putin's most prominent rival. Promptly, he put out a video statement after the announcement saying that the ban shows, quote, Putin is terribly scared and is afraid of running against me. He called on supporters to stay away from the vote in protest. Liberians went to the polls on Tuesday for a presidential election of their own that they hope will mark the first democratic transfer of power in more than seven decades, despite allegations of fraud in this election. Candidates are bidding to succeed in a runoff vote delayed for more than a month after several candidates alleged widespread fraud in October's first round vote, a challenge that the Supreme Court rejected this month. Peru's ailing leader Alberto Fujimori on Tuesday asked the public for forgiveness, 2 days after receiving a presidential pardon that sparked street protests. He said he was aware that his government was well received on one side, but, quote, I admit that I have let down other compatriots and I ask them to forgive me with all my heart. Fujimori said that in a Facebook video filmed from his hospital bed. The 79-year-old had been serving a 25-year sentence for corruption and human rights abuses committed during his time in office from 1990 to the year 2000. This is VOA News. A powerful storm that struck the Philippines, killing at least 164 and leaving dozens more missing, was downgraded to a tropical depression on Tuesday. As a search for missing continues in the Philippines, others are just getting a look at the devastation caused by this tropical storm. Disaster officials said over 70,000 people had been forced from their homes in the southern Philippines following the storm. Officials say that many residents did not heed warnings to evacuate, and they were later surprised by the strength of the storm. The shops in Mali are full, but they're full with imported goods from Europe, the Middle East, and Asia, and that is a sign of just how much things have changed for Mali's economy. As Brian Postumus tells us, Mali's captains of industry are trying to get more goods made locally.
This used to be a very familiar sound throughout most of Mali's territory. From Gao to Sikasso, factories produced a wide range of consumer goods. But a lot of that is gone.
On sait que l'industrie parle pas, c'est pas courant, c'est pas malien. On a une...
We are, says industry representative Cyril Ashkar, now essentially a nation of traders. There used to be industry, mostly run by the state, but 80% of that has disappeared. What's needed now is more government action to ensure that investments come in, budding industries are protected, and unfair competition is eliminated. Made in Mali, as far as the country's industry leaders are concerned, all one has to do is believe in it. Bram Postumus for VOA News, Bamako.
Egypt executed 15 Islamic militants convicted of carrying out a deadly attack on an army outpost in the Sinai Peninsula. That was in 2013. Tuesday's executions, carried out simultaneously in two prisons located north of Cairo, is the largest mass execution to happen in Egypt since six convicted jihadists were hanged in 2015. All 15 militants executed on Tuesday were hanged as well. Egypt's president has ordered the military to step up efforts to crush Islamic State militants following the massacre of more than 300 people in an attack on a Sinai mosque last month. Sinai-based Islamic forces have killed hundreds of policemen, soldiers, and civilians in the region in recent years. A British woman in Egypt has been convicted there of trying to smuggle a banned prescription painkiller into the country. The court sentenced 33-year-old Laura Plummer to a 3-year prison sentence. On Tuesday, Plummer was arrested in October when she arrived in a resort city along the Red Sea with what customers said was hundreds of pills in her luggage. She said they were for her boyfriend who had back pain, and she is appealing the verdict. I'm Richard Sheehy in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.